I know, it's getting, it's taking a long time to get to the part I like. This is a classic.
As long as the sky keeps on turning. Wheels in the sky keep on turning.
I said burning, it's turning, whatever. I'm the worst at lyrics. What's going on, everybody? It's time for Blue Night Radio! What's going on, everybody? Yeah! How's everyone doing today? It's like a Tuesday. I thought they were opening up the Planet Fitness. I thought they were open last night. These people be fucking wilding out with this fucking closer shit. You know, guess what? It's been many months. We're good. Open up everything, all right? Everyone forgot. Enough. I've had a fucking enough of this. But it might be because I've been working every day. I maybe quarantined for like 3 days total during this whole fucking thing. I mean, so I know it's easy for me to just be like, oh, there's nothing going on because all I do is work. But guess what? All I do is work. I'm out and about with some public and shit. I can get sick. Because why? 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 Because why? Because I'm impervious to these worldly viruses. Fuck Corona. Fuck the COVID. It can suck my dick. What's going on? Yeah, man, I want to go to the gym. Would I go to the gym, though, at 12:30? Nah, I got to wake up and do some chainsawing. Mr. Balloon Knot still got to go to the neighbor's yard and do more chainsawing from fucking 2 weeks ago storm and shit. But I want to do it because, you know, you got to be good neighbors. And according to the insurance company and everything, we're not responsible for it. So she couldn't charge us. But you know what? Got to be a good fucking neighbor. I just want to believe that if it was rules reversed, then the neighbor would have someone come over here and do it over my side of the fucking yard. But the only thing is that the fence got ruined a little bit. So I got to get with the insurance company about that. Because it's not our fence, so it's not my fence. But anyway, that's some bullshit. What's going on, everyone? Hey, let's make this a party and get some toki-toki going on. Hold on. Sometimes there's a cop hiding right there, and I like to give the finger. No cop. Let's take this hit. Woo! Oh, I got major news for everyone. I got some good news for me, not for you. One more hit. Get some of that sticky icky. Although I'm super low. And I do need to re-up. But I keep missing my fucking guy. God damn it! Fucking United States of America, or at least New York State, fucking legalize it already. California's been legal forever. And still in New York is not legal. That's some bullshit. I'm telling you, that fucking so much bullshit with this fucking state. Massachusetts has it legal. What the fuck? Meanwhile, I gotta go fucking be a schlep and go to the corner guy and fucking get my fucking shitty legally still and shit. It's bullshit. It's just fucking bullshit. Legalize it already! We've had enough. Everyone fucking smokes. What's the fucking point? Especially, it's decriminalized. I don't fucking care. Where's my pot shop? I should have a marijuana store right over here. I should be passing by it right now. And be like, hey, let me get some of this. God damn it, man. It's so fucking annoying living in this fucking state sometimes. You know, I just want my fucking freedoms to do whatever the fuck I want without bothering anyone. I smoke my weed. I don't bother no one. Like right now, look, I'm going to take a hit. I'm not bothering no one. Gosh, I'm so fucking sick of it, though. Colorado's doing great. Woo! Massachusetts is doing just fine. Massachusetts has been legal for a couple of years, and they still got lines down the block. And they got so many pot stores and shit everywhere. You know, they're raking in that fucking, that tax money. New York's just like, it's illegal, it's illegal, fuck you motherfuckers, I'm so done. Legalize everything. Fucking, let me get a bump of fucking cocaine right now. My heart might explode, but shit. At least, you know, let me fucking do it. God damn it! I'm so fucking mad about that. You know what else really gets me mad? You know what really, really, really gets me? Not mad. I get sad. I get sad and a little bit like, yeah, I get sad. I do get sad about this. I've mentioned it a few times, but every time I see it, I have to say something. So today, at work, this lady, she got this fine motherfucking ass. It's fine. She got a nice figure on her. Nice. You know, so, you know, I want to look. She got those tight khaki pants on. So it just, you know, it just makes the butt look nicer. She got a nice friggin', she got a nice figure. Let's put it that way. But you know what ruined it? You know what ruined it? If you listen to my podcast in the past, you will get this. You will know exactly where I'm going with this. I get really sad when women have these fine butts and they got this nice, tight fucking khaki pants on. And then they got panty lines, like grandma panty lines. Not even like sexy panty lines. Like, you know, I'll take a little bit of them, you know, the boy shorts fucking panty lines. Okay, I can deal with that. Because at least trying to be some sexy. But if you're going to wear that shit, nah, thong or nothing. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Put on that thong. Put on them bike shorts. You can't be wearing those Fruit of the Looms fucking pantalones fucking grandma's fucking panties. You can't do it. Even like normal panties. At least get no panty line panties, okay? It looks horrible. It looks stupid. I'm sorry. It looks dumb. It just takes it all out. Like, if you're going to wear something that's not, like, let me tell you something. I don't believe that that's comfortable. Any lady that says, whoa, it's comfortable, you're fucking lying. You're a liar, ladies. And I know it. I'll say it to your face and you give that little smirk, but you still lie. No, it's just, it's fucking comfortable. Bullshit. If it takes 2 minutes to put on pants and get it buttoned up and zipped up and shit, it's too fucking tight. That's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. But no, you wanna show off that ass. You wanna show off those fucking thighs that you got connected to that. You wanna look all nice and sexy. You know, you want me to look, but then you're gonna put on panty line fucking Fruit of the Looms pantalones fucking underwears. Get the fuck out of here. It just took me way, way out of it. It's not comfortable. If you want it comfortable, you're just going to put on some nice jeans or some nice pants that's a little bit baggy. A little bit baggy, like pajamas. You don't go to sleep with fucking tight-ass khaki shorts or tight-ass khaki pants or tight-ass jeans or fucking leather pants. No one's going to fucking sleep with leather pants on. It's not comfortable. And what do you put on? Sweatpants, loose friggin' pajamas, loose, you know, like PJs, or if you're like a savage like me, just like some shorts with nothing else on, you know, or I just go commando because, you know, what the fuck, you know, my wife don't complain. I mean, you know, she doesn't complain yet. Then again, she just ignores me, so, you know, so with her ignoring me, then she's not paying attention, so I could just be butt naked. But the point is that you're not comfortable. Don't tell me, oh, just putting on comfortable pants. Do me a favor. Go. I just wanted to tell her. Be like, yo, Sheila, go to the bathroom. Take off your pants. Take off your panties. And then she might get a little wet. She's like, ooh, then open the door and you join me? And as much as I would like to, I got to say no because I'm married and I don't have the wife's okay. But no, then you take the panties and you flush them down the fucking toilet, okay? Throw them in the garbage, you know? If you're embarrassed, throw them in, you know, flush them down the toilet. I'll call fucking facilities to come and friggin', you know, pump it down, you know, to the next day, they'll fucking squeegee it out. The plunger it out, and then you see panties. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, what the hell happened here? It's like someone's getting busy in the bathroom. It must be Mr. Balloonauts, that savage. Nah. But do me that favor. Take those fucking panties off. Put your pants back on and now walk around. Now walk around in my peripheral fucking vision so I can see that fine ass. The panties, the panty lines, it just takes you out. Ladies, trust me. Trust me. No one wants to see that shit. And I don't want to hear, oh, those comfortable pants. What are you looking at my butt for? Because you wore that because you want me to look at your butt. You want someone to look at your fucking butt. Panty lines is a no-no. It's a killer. It's a fucking, it's a dick killer. It's a boner killer. I'm sorry. It just is. Ladies, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. It ruins it all. It ruins the whole thing that you're trying to friggin' accomplish here. We know. Listen, we're not done. Well, all right, guys are done. But then you got professionals like me. I'm not falling for it. And now you're taking me out of the whole fucking thing. It's like, you know, so you want to show off that beautiful, fine fucking ass you got, Sheila. Oh! If I could bite that shit like an apple. Oh, I would enjoy that. Give me like fucking 2 hours with that shit. Let me show you. Let me show you what's sexy. Let me show you some fashion. Let me show you some fashion. Oh, don't do it, ladies. Don't fucking do it. It's just not cool. It's not cool. Ugh, I hate those fucking dogs. Look at that fucking guy. How much of a fucking pussy does he feel like walking around with a little fucking chihuahua? Those gotta be the worst fucking dogs, right? Chihuahuas? Like, what's the point of getting, like, a little fucking dog that's, like, the size of a cat or smaller? And all they do is fucking bark. That's all they do is bark. But it's not like they're barking for warning. You know, they just bark at everything. Oh, they're the fucking worst. And then after, like, you're a man that friggin' is walking one of these things around, I don't trust any guys. I don't trust... That was a black dude, too. I don't trust any black guys walking around with, like, a chihuahua. I don't trust any of them. They're narcs, FBI, undercover, friggin', you know, on the DL, friggin' kidnapping old ladies. Friggin', I don't know. I don't trust any black guys walking a little chihuahua. That doesn't even make sense. And I'm singling out the black guys, all right? I don't trust any guy that's like, I'm a man, that walks around a fucking with a little chihuahuas and little fucking yip-yap dogs. There's a few exceptions. I'll allow this. You're at your mother's house, you know, your mother's old, you know. I understand mother having chihuahuas and shit. Easy to maintain. They can sit on the lap. You don't have to really do much. They don't have monster shit. Okay, all right. If it's like your dad a Dukes, like your papa Dukes, grandpa, and he's got that fucking chihuahua, fucking do everyone a favor and blow the brains out that fucking dog. Just blow his brains out. All right, you're doing everyone a fucking favor. And then have to get papa Dukes a Labrador, you know? A fucking golden retriever, pit bulls might be a little too much as far as, you know, needing the energy to keep up with them. But you know what I mean? A real dog that'll be there for you. You know what I mean? A real dog. Do Papa Dukes a favor and blow the brains out that fucking chihuahua. Fuck that fucking thing. And then leave it out. Don't even bury the fucker. Leave it out for the birds to pick at it. Let the raccoons eat that fucking thing. You know, at least they have some purpose. Because I don't see zero purpose for any of these little dogs. I see zero purpose for a fucking chihuahua. What's the fucking purpose of breeding those little faggots? Those little fucks? Those little cunts? If there's any dog I'm going to call a cunt, it's a fucking chihuahua. Fuck those fucking things. I didn't even like it when Taco Bell was using it as, like, the Taco Bell chihuahua. Go fuck yourself. I hated it. I didn't eat Taco Bell for 6 years while they were doing that advertisement with the fucking chihuahua. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Yo quiero put a fucking bullet through your head, bitch. Fuck those things. I hate them. I hate them to pieces. Can you hell? Can you tell? Can you hell? I can't even talk. I hate them so much. Ugh. 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 Fucking never catch me one of those little fucking dogs. The smallest dog I'll ever get is a pit bull. All right, because they're short. You know, they low to the ground. They got that low center of gravity. That's the smallest dog Mr. Blue Nuts will ever own in my fucking life. And to me, that's the only dog, because I love him. Not only dog. I'll give a Labrador some love. You know, a Labrador Golden Retriever mix. Those are fucking awesome dogs. But other than that, go fuck yourself. And I'm not even hating on any normal big dogs or in normal size or big dogs. I'm not hating on them. They're all awesome. Just my personal taste. You know, there's a lot of dogs with weird temperaments. I don't need that shit in my life. And I said the smallest dog I would ever have would be a pit bull. No, I lied. A beagle. I can go with a beagle because they're good for hunting. If I was getting into hunting later in my life, I'll get me a couple of beagles because they are awesome for hunting. I've seen them in action. Good fucking dogs. Good fucking dogs. You know, I could deal with me with some fucking beagle. That's the smallest dog. And guess what they don't do? They don't yip-yap and bark for no fucking reason all day and night. Fuck you, you little fucks. I hate those fucking dogs. Fuck them. Put a fucking bullet in their head and fucking let them lay there and let the insects and birds and friggin' squirrels eat at the carcass and shit. Fuck that thing. Fuck them. Let's take this hit. This is my last of my shit, huh? Woo! Yeah. Yeah, so don't ever trust any guys fucking walking those little yip-yap dogs around. Like I said, there's only a couple of exceptions. Your friggin' walking grandmas or mama dukes or aunts, aunt fucking Betty's dogs. And they happen to be little yip-yak shits. Or if you have a whole bunch of them and you walk them down the street and you're gonna fucking toss them off a pier. You're gonna lead them off a pier into the fucking water. That's acceptable. Those are the only exceptions I have for a man walking those fucking dogs. Fuck that. And if you're listening to this and you're offended, you're a man. I love my Chihuahua. Well, let me tell you something. Between you and me, in my world, you're like a half a man. You're like a half a fag. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, you might want to check that fucking straight-o-meter. You know, you might want to check that gay-o-meter. It might be fucking turning a little bit on the, fucking gay queer side. Yeah, baby, go with those fucking motorcycles. I want to be part of a motorcycle gang. Who wants to join my gang? Imagine that shit. Who wants to join my gang? Back in the 30s and 40s, you could say that and be like, oh, that's cool. Be like, hey, say, you want to join my gang? See? Yeah. And people are like, yeah, I want to join your gang. We got a gang here. Yeah, let's get matching fucking jackets like fucking a bunch of queers. Yeah, we're gay. Back in those days, gay men happy. We're gay. Yeah, you're gay. Then you all go to the fucking gay happy bar and suck each other off in the back fucking behind the dumpster after a few beers, queers. Nah, forget it. I don't want to be no part of no gang. But I would ride down the friggin', if I seen another couple of bikers friggin' rolling down, I just like, you know, just get into position, you know. I'll get into fucking, you know, get in the pattern and shit and ride. I don't know, that seems cool. I never really got to do that. I rode with my cousin once, which was fun, but you know. Oh, and then no, well, that's true. I did ride with my boy back in the days. One of my friends, they had money, not money, but you know, whatever. They had money too. Like my father, his father was in business, and you know, we lived in the hood, so you know, you could afford some extra toys. So he bought him and his son Kawasaki ninjas, and one was a ninja, one was a Suzuki Hurricane. Is that what it was? Or GSX or GSR? I don't remember. I don't know how it goes, man. It's been so fucking long. But I remember I rode the fucking ninja because his father loved me. So, you know, I was allowed to friggin' ride on the bike. And, you know, I'm not lying. If you knew where I was in the middle of Long Island, like from where I lived, where we lived, you take a car, it would take about 40, 45 minutes. Even with no traffic, it might take like 30 to 40 minutes, depending on how fast you were going. Me and my friend, we hopped on these little rice rockets, these little Japanese fucking crotch rockets and shit. we did like a $1.20, $1.40, $1.50 riding down the Long Island Expressway, the 495, the LIE, fucking screaming. 20 minutes into Manhattan. Oh, and at night, riding a bike in Manhattan is the best. It's the best. You don't open it up unless you're on the West Side Highway. You know, if you had to like, you know, loop around and shit, and you take the West Side Highway and loop around back into the, you know, back into the city, then you could open it up there. But even that, that's dangerous. Like back in those days, it's less dangerous. Right now, bikers be getting killed or at least be getting hurt all the fucking time. You know, opening it up on the West Side Highway, you know, it's just bad. Too much traffic. And even like the speed limit's like 35, 40 on the highway. Imagine that shit. It's bad. But we used to do that shit back in the day, you know, especially at night. One thing at night, though, there's not that much traffic. But the problem is that there's a lot of assholes on the fucking road. A lot of guys, you know, doing a $1.50 in their cars, don't know how to drive. Fucking, you know, all the dumb shit that happens, which I'm not mad at. Just like being on a bike and shit, you know, that's kind of fucked up. But whatever. When you're young, dumb, full of cum, you don't know any better. Like, I admit that shit. I didn't know any better. If I met my past self, first off, I'd punch him in the fucking head. Then I'd give him a note, like, when to buy friggin' certain stocks in Bitcoin and certain things, and when to sell them. Third, I'd kick him in the fucking dick and tell him, don't be riding fucking motorcycles at 120 miles an hour on the West Side Highway, stupid. Don't be doing that shit. Although, why would I say that? I never had a problem, never got into an accident, and I am where I am now. Might be good or bad. Maybe I'd be in a better spot if I didn't fucking do all the dumb shit I did when I was young. Who knows? But, you know. But also my younger self would probably just kick my older self ass because I was a beast back in those days. So, actually, I'd probably do nothing. I'd get my ass kicked right now and be like, no, but listen. And then, yeah. All right, I'd be like, fuck you, you old man. You old bag. Fucking, oh, look at this hottie walking around with that fucking White Claw. You know, a lady walking around at night in a dress with a White Claw, there's one of three things. One, she's looking to have a good time. Two, she's batshit crazy. Three, she might be a witch putting some spells on some motherfuckers. So one of three. But you know what? Two of them, actually probably all three would be some good fucking, huh? That's got to be some good fucking, like, crazy lady fucking drinking a White Claw. And she ain't no homeless, you know. You could tell she's from this area because she has some, you know, good clothes on. But she was showing off some, like, that's got to be some good fucking, huh? Some crazy fucking, ugh. Ugh. But then you would need, forget it. Anyway, it's no good for me. It wouldn't even work for me. It's just like, ugh, what kind of nasty fucking lady are you? Maybe she's just like, I don't know, man. That's got to be some good fucking, but she might just stab you in the fucking heart after. She might fucking, after she comes, then she fucking get up and go, ooh, look at you, look at you, boogie, woogie, woogie, boogaloo. And like fucking black smoke comes out her fucking ears. And then friggin' she looks at you with red eyes and puts a spell on you and shit. And then you're like a fucking, a soulless friggin' asshole being out there and shit, which is probably no difference for me. You know, I pretty much have no soul right now. So I feel like I'm not even, like, living, to be honest with you. But that's because I freaking work too damn much. But this fucking weed is pretty good. Maybe that's what it is. The weed is just making me feel soulless. Hold on. I know I'd be saying it every time, but hold on. I'm passing by the haunted house. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Yeah, I'm close to the house. I'm close to my house, but let me see. Maybe they finally got, like, some friggin' demonologist or whatever and fucking exercised that house, but still not bought. Oh, yeah, your mama. Ah, your papa. Oof. And your dirty sister. Oof. Oh, man, yeah, don't go friggin' fucking women walking around the street with a White Claw in her hand in a dark friggin' neighborhood in the residential area. Although this is not a bad area, but you know, still. I'd advise it against it. Unless you know her, then it's like, that's a whole different story. If you knew her and you saw that shit, be like, oh, that's freaking the neighbor down the street. Fucking crazy freaking Clarissa and shit. You'd be like, oh, she might be, you know, she's mad at her husband. She wants to fucking, she wants to get her friggin', you know, she's got to get her rocks off because she's mad at her husband. So she got to release that fucking tension. So, you know, be like, hey, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? Oh, hey, I have another, I don't have White Claw because I'm not a fucking faggot like your husband. But, you know, I got some drink, you know, you're welcome to have a few drinks and, you know. I got two ears. And then before you know it, you're fucking banging crazy fucking Clarissa and shit. Like, all right. Yeah, that's not happening. I'm fucking, how high am I? I'm tired and high. Fucking crazy, stupid shit. Give us some dickin'. I want to go fishing. It's like the end of August. I haven't done shit but work, so I gotta, like, clear some space. Like, Mr. Balloon Knot's fucking birthday comes up this Wednesday. Coming up, like, a week from tomorrow, a week from, like, after this gets released. And I'm fucking old. I don't give a shit about no birthdays, though, but what, all I know is that, like, it's like a fishing time, you know? Like, right now, some good fishing and shit. That's what I should be doing. I should be getting my pole ready and after fucking work, just go there and shit. But then I gotta schedule shit with the wife. For the morning, because I gotta get some sleep too. I'm fucking beat, man. But I wanna do some fishing and shit. Or even go crabbing. You know, I wanna go get some friggin'. And no, not the crabbing that friggin' Lobo and friggin' an Uzi Vert friggin' swap with each other. They be friggin' exchanging fucking crabs with each other. No, not those crabs, you friggin' disgusting old relics. Like, what kind of fucking dirty motherfuckers are you that crabs are still around? No one got crabs no more because we all be shaving. Not those two fucking savages. They be friggin' growing them long. Why are you growing them long and shit? Because I want to hide my friggin' pickup because, you know, I'm embarrassed how small it is. So at least I could blame it on my bush and I could hide it. Meanwhile, you got nasty crabs friggin' growing in there. And then you two be friggin' sword fight, you know, like you ate and then you're exchanging crabs. That's not the crabs I'm trying to get, you nasty bastards. Nah, 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 nah. You know, some good friggin' blue claws right from the Atlantic Ocean. That's some good shit. Yeah, the waters might be polluted, but you know what? You know, it recycles, right? Isn't that what the clams are for? And I know crabs are bottom friggin' feeders, but you know what? They've always been bottom feeders. They're good, you know? And I prefer crabs over fucking lobsters. There's one exception for me to say that lobster's better than crab. And that's when you, if it just came out the water, that motherfucking day, it came out the ocean, not in the fucking tank where it's just sitting there, not moving, getting, you know, all mushy and shit. The meat gets really fucking, like, loose, like friggin' Archer Lobo's friggin' asshole after friggin', you know, he swapped friggin' crabs with Uzi Vert. That's right. And for you, those of you who do not know who I'm talking about, it's just two knuckleheads on Twitter that I absolutely love to death, but, you know, I gotta speak the truth, you know, they both be fucking sword fighting and shit, so, lobster meat that sits in a tank gets loose like fucking Lobo's asshole. And it's no good. No one likes no loose fucking asshole, you know? Maybe unless you're, like, one of those big black dudes that have, like, those massive fucking dicks, then maybe you would need something loose, you know, just so you could have your own pleasure. Because I just don't see how, you know, whatever. Anyway, the only time lobster is good is when you catch it right out the ocean. Back in the day, when, you know, I wasn't working my ass off because I didn't give a fuck what was going on in my life. I was more closer to my father and shit. He has a boat and he would get every year a non-commercial crabbing and shellfish license. You could have up to 10, pots they can catch shit in, you know? So I would go out, right around this time. And back in those days, again, when you cared about birthdays in your fucking 20s, and if you're really fucking stupid, low IQ, or queer, half a fag, a lady. Ladies, that's fine. I understand you want to celebrate your birthday, but not because you're another year older. But let's party. But back in my 20s, you know, I was fucking, you know, whatever, queer. And, but you know what I mean. You care about your birthday still. You know, because you think you're friggin' an immortal god or some shit. So I would take a week off from work. Imagine me taking a week off from work, even a few days, and take the boat out for a few days just to be alone. I could do that right now, and that's not being selfish. Back in those days when you should be hustling, because I had a family and a kid already, but I was a fucking jerk. I was a fucking dick, fucking doing coke and drinking and fucking smoking and all sorts of shit and partying all the time, never sleeping. Shit that you do in your 20s when you should be single, though. You know, but I was in my 20s and I had to still friggin' be, you know, still living life, I guess, at that age time frame. You know, I admit it. You know, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, whatever. At least I had fun, in a sense, you know. But I would take the boat out, and I'd put the lobster pots, the crab pots, the snail pots, whatever I would catch, you know. Then I'd go fishing, but then you have to come back and get those pots those days. If you leave it there too long, the commercial guys cut, you know, they just cut your shit, you know. They're fucking assholes, you know. If I ever saw a commercial fucking boat doing that to my shit, dude, I'd wait for him on the shore and I'd lump him with a fucking Billy Goat Bat. What are they called? A Billy Basher? One of those Billy clubs? Those little clubs. I'd bash him in the head with a fucking club. You fucking asshole. That shit costs money, man. You know? And I ain't... Stop. Oh, you're taking my shit. No, nothing there is yours, dickwad. Like, if I ever catch that, then I'm going to go cut all of theirs. Like, that's the way I feel. You know, fuck you. You know, and that's illegal and shit, but it's just the point. Oh, it happened to me once, and I was really fucking pissed. Either someone cut it, or they fucking stole it. You know, it was really fucked up. So, but yeah, I would drop that shit, go fishing for the day, come back. You know, I'd get like 50 friggin' red crabs, in Rhode Island, it wasn't really like blue claws. It was more those red crabs. They were really good, though. And I'd get some snails. Saltwater snails, none of that freshwater bullshit, you know, no land snails, those escargot, just the way, if you do it right, it's fucking mwah, beautiful. And then, you know, it's like beef jerky of the fucking water. and then I would catch a couple of lobsters if they were of the right size. Woo! Right there and there, man, you know, I'd freaking boil some water because we had like a little, I got my, on the boat, we had a little hookup to put a little grill, a friggin' a pot, you know, like a Bunsen burner type thing. I'm sorry, I just got distracted. I just got so distracted because I thought someone was dumping shit in the fucking sewer again, and I hate that shit. But yeah, I was all hooked up, so I'd fucking boil that water. But whatever, you can catch that fucking lobster and bring it home. That day, within 24 hours, you fucking cook that right away. That lobster is beautiful. It's tender. Like, there's a tenderness to it. It's not a mush, you know. It's like a tight fucking, you know, like the way you want your pussy. And if you're fucking gay, you're not even gay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I like a tight asshole on a woman. Don't get me wrong. But you have to still work it to have some fun. So whatever. But that's just the way that fucking lobster meat is. You want that shit nice and tight. And still have that salt water taste. Oh, that's the only time I say lobster is better than crab. But if you go into the store and be like, oh my God, lobster is only $11.99 a fucking claw right now. Oh my God, we got to get it. Fuck that. Get the fucking crab. The crab is fine sitting in that fucking bucket breathing air, like bubbling up and shit. Those fucking poor things being tortured and shit. But, oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll go, if I don't catch any fucking crabs, then I'm going to go buy me some blue claws and shit and have a nice little feast this fucking coming weekend. I haven't done a good seafood pot in a while, like a steamer, a seafood steaming fucking steamer thing. What are they called? I forgot. I think that's what they call it, a seafood steamer and shit, where you throw some freaking all sorts of shit. I have to throw a couple of lobsters in, though, because I got, you know, I got the wife and the mother-in-law, and you always got to impress the fucking ladies. Oh, my God, there's some lobster claws in here. Meanwhile, it looks like there's a lot, but, you know, it's four of them, two for each of them. Like, me and the kids, you know, it's like, you know, it's all right, eat everything else. It's way better anyway. So, yeah, it's the only time that I'll say that lobster's better than crab. Other than that, crab's way better than lobster on the most part. Even at the restaurant. Go fuck yourselves. Stop pretending. All right, stop pretending. Oh, my God, lobster. Lobster's the fucking cockroach of the sea. Lobsters are the cockroaches of the sea. Look it up. Google some of your fucking lobster history, and you'll see what I'm saying. It was fucking peasant slave food and shit. But, you know. Now it's, oh my God, lobster, which I enjoy when it's freshly pulled from the ocean. When we fucking pull it into our world and friggin', you know, and put them in a friggin' hot steaming bath of water. Oh, poor things. Fuck them, they're tasty. Yeah, but I gotta go do some of that fishing or some of that crabbing with my kid. I definitely want to do some fishing, though. My kid, he's not gonna enjoy the fishing part. It's too boring. This is boring. But the crabbing, you know, if you're not doing it with the crab pots, you do it with at night with a spotlight and a net. Woo, you be seeing them swimming and shit. You scoop them up with the net. It's awesome. I'm going to get my kid friggin', we're going to go do that shit. Maybe go out to the Shinnecock Canal. Shinnecock Canal. I bet that's where you're going, Mr. Blue Knots. I bet that's where you're going. Of course, it's got cock in it. Of course, that's where you're going to be. Queer. So, I mentioned this before. We had this little level one hurricane. This little bullshit hurricane came. But it blew. Oh, it blew. It needed the money. Dice. It blew the salt water over the land. And we're here on the South Shore. So, you know, it dried up a lot of the trees and my garden got hit. So my tomato plants, well, this is my first year with a garden. So I had a lot of tomato plants. You know, I guess I didn't raise them properly and put them on like sticks and fucking supports. You know, I did some, but you know, some I didn't do, whatever, you know, I'm learning. And between me leaving the bigger tomatoes close to the ground, where either the rabbits or the fucking squirrels are eating them, and then not to mention the bugs are getting to them and shit, I lost a lot of fucking tomatoes. So then there was like a lot of dead, not branches, but like leaves. Like, yeah, like I didn't clean up the friggin' plant. Like, I didn't do any pruning. Like, I should have done some pruning. Okay, I'm learning. So today I went out there and did a little bit of that pruning, and maybe I only got like maybe a dozen and a half friggin' tomatoes. That's going to make it. Plus, it's like September, and the weather's changing, so I don't know how much time I got. I got two tomatoes that was ripe that the animals and insects didn't steal and get to it first. So, you know, it was like, you know, I had to like leave it in my windowsill to get it ripened a little bit more, but it was good. So today I did some of that pruning, and you know, I picked more off the ground, got them away from friggin' all the riffraff, and hopefully, you know, I get more fucking tomatoes. Then I have some green peppers that's coming up, but they're real small, but they're coming up. So I hope that, you know, I get some of those. And then I got some like chilies. Got some like chili peppers that is flowering, but they haven't really been like growing. So I don't know if they're going to make it unless I get a nice little warm weather still for the next like, you know, 2-3 weeks, then maybe you'll make it. So, but yeah, pretty exciting. You know, I was like, ooh, you know, I can't wait for next year. I'm already planning how many branches I'm going to cut from these trees. I'm going to prune these trees, because they're throwing too much shade on my garden, and I want to make the garden bigger, and I need more sunlight. So yeah, I got some shit to do this fall. I'm excited. It was actually a lot of fun, man. It was fun. I know a lot of you don't give a shit about fucking sports, but suck my dick. Celtics swept the motherfucking... See, I don't even know who it is because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they fucking swept. Next, on to the next one. Who are they playing? Toronto Raptors. The Raptors, they swept the Brooklyn Nets. Now, the Raptors are the defending champions, and they don't have Kawhi Leonard no more. And that's who knocked out the Celtics in the semifinals last year. It was the Raptors. So we got the rematch. Even though this is a bullshit season now, I'm all in. Raptors are going down. Celtics are too strong. They're going to the finals. They're going to the finals this year. I don't see it not happening. So I'm very excited for that. You know, be excited for me then, you fucking... I don't like sports. I don't care. Well, guess what? You know what? Just be excited for me. Say a little prayer. Let me get a little bit of that smile and shit. Let me get some of that happiness, all right, you little fucks? All right, so I've been cock-teasing. Have I been cock-teasing? No, but I did cock-tease once today. That had some big news. I'm not going to get into specifics because I can't. But Lobo is getting that sex change that he's been wanting. So congratulations, Lobo, for the decision. I don't agree with it because I think that's what crazy people do. But at the same time, I don't know how it feels. I don't want to be a lady. I just want to be with a lot of ladies. But, you know, that doesn't mean I'm going to be with you. I mean, you're a handsome man. So if I was a queer, you know, you definitely, you know, you are a, you know. But fag, queer, no homo. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, you're like, you know, King Dingaling in Asia right now. You know, you'd be fucking fishing five at a time without even trying. You just walk by and they're like, oh, big white delicious meat. And they friggin' just, you know, pummel him. That's just the way it is for him. Good for him. See, he got so bored of the pussy. He's, you know, he started switching. He's switch hitting, you know. He's switching. He got traded to the other side. He's just checking it out. You know, I guess he just needed some different shit. So congratulations. I love you, man. No, the big news is that I do have finally a sponsor to the podcast. Yay for me, Queer Fact. No specifics yet, though, because it's still in the works as far as their launch. It is in the crypto sphere. Of course, there's some DeFi new friggin' platform that's being released, but it just happened to work out because of another reason. Not even, it's just weird how it all worked out, but I can't really announce it officially, so we're not going to talk about it really, but it's just exciting news. It just all happened this week, so pretty cool. It's not going to go crazy. I'm not going to go crazy with any advertisements, though. If more comes or whatever, I'm not going to go crazy with it because I'm not going to do, like, hours and hours on fucking stupid advertisers because I'm not even... It's not even for, like, a lot of, like, friggin' moolah, but it's my first fucking one, and I'm not even in triple digits, friggin', you know? I might have fibbed and lied, but I'm not in the triple digits, you know? I just got back, and I have to, like, rework this. And I don't even have a main account anymore. I don't even have an account to friggin' do this shit. So, it's gonna be funny, but, yeah, I gotta make some moves. Things gonna happen. So, but hey, congratulations to me. So, that's what this hit coming up right here. All the ones before was just because I'm a degenerate. But this hit right here is a celebratory friggin' hit for us, for growing. We're growing all together, guys. Woo! You know, I do want to thank everyone for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for those that have been sending some support my way. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, thank you for the kind words. Thank you for keeping on my ass. Fucking, I just say Uzi Vert, but like his friggin' Twitter handle, which I should, you know what, here, I'll plug it. You know, if you want to follow a degenerate, and again, if you look at his profile picture, and don't report him. That's, like, ridiculous. It's just, that's what you're getting if you're looking at his account. If you follow him, I'd say follow him. He's a good follow. If you're a degenerate, again, when you see his profile pic, you'll understand what I'm saying, which I'm not mad at it. I mean, you know, I enjoy it. You know, that was an instant follow for me. I didn't have to, like when people follow me, I like to follow back, but I have to read their profile. I have to look at their profile and, you know, read what, you know, if they're just retweeting nonsense, I'm not following them. You know, you have to have some substance, something that it makes me want to follow you. And his was, you see the profile pic, I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is an instant follow. It's like DVRKMGK. That's his at Twitter. Just give him a follow if you're a degenerate and you're not a fucking a Karen or a Ken. You'll enjoy it. And that's that. Of course, as always, thank you for listening. And I will follow up with the top five fuck yous. All right, everyone. It is time for the top five fuck yous of the week. Brought to you by marijuana. Here we go. I had to get some shit. Ooh, that's good. Ooh, I like that. That reminds me of old hydro. Old hydroponics. Back when that shit was bang bang. Back when all you got was brick weed. And some nice, like, chocolate Thai. Then all of a sudden someone came up with that hydro shit. And it would be locally grown. Man, that's that taste. That just brought me back. It's amazing how taste and smell just bring you back. But yeah, I had to get something local from one of the guys I work with. Because my normal guy is not answering the calls. Or he's late or whatever. Not late, but you know, we just haven't been able to meet up. It sucks. So, the top five fuck yous is brought to you by marijuana. And, oh, I got the new sponsor, but I can't talk about it. Not yet, anyway. And what else is it brought to you by? Oh, brought to you by at Balloon Knot Show on Twitter. That's on Twitter, at Balloon Knot Show. Give me the follow and a like a few things. I don't know. Fucking send me fucking nudes. Not of yourselves. I don't want to see it. Maybe like of some hot chicks or something. That'd be nice. But yeah, I'm still waiting. Tomorrow, I guess, would be, tomorrow for me would be a week of being suspended. So let's see if Twitter puts me back. I doubt it. It looks like I'm shit canned for good. Which sucks because that Twitter account started in 2009. I'm 11 years on there. It's nice, you know. I had a good following. Starting over is just going to kill me. It's just going to kill me. But anyway, let's get this rolling. Fuck you, number five, goes to for New York State for not legalizing it. What the fuck? Every other fucking liberal state fucking legalized it. Every liberal state fucking legalized it. Except for fucking New York. Why? Because they can't figure out which grubby motherfucking greedy hands are going to get their money on that taxes and shit. And you know New York is going to be like, well, we should only tax it 20%, but we're going to tax it 30% because we're greedy. More legacy senators. Like Cuomo, it's a legacy of homos. I fucking hate you people. Hate them all. And, you know, that's what this fuck you number five is. Is just for not legalizing the weed. Because I got to fucking go all over the place. And then I got to dox myself at work. I got to go down to the fucking sweatshop and talk to my friggin', you know, then I'm, you know, not my fellow friggin' brown people and shit. My brown guys. Because I'm not brown. Only in the fucking ass when I shit. But... sorry, that sounds so stupid. That's my BLM tribute. Fucking, I'm the worst. But yeah, I had to go down to the sweatshop and go talk to the fucking brown guys and shit and start friggin', like, you know, the guys that I'm pretty close with, you know, ones that not narcs and friggin' like solicit fucking trying to get some weed. And I got some really good shit. This is good. I like it. But still, fuck you, number five goes to that. All right. And I might have even done that last week. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck you, number four. Let me take this hit. Ooh, I gotta fucking put gas in this car. Another fuck you. Fuck you, number four, goes to all this media shit, all this crap that's turning America against each other. Like, Americans are so low IQ and dumb that we're fighting each other. Meanwhile, that's not the problem. We, the people, are not the problem. The government is not America. It's not us. They don't represent us. If we took all our hostilities to each other and turned it on the fucking government, guess what? We, the people, rule again. But now, no. The fucking media turns everyone's fucking brain to mush, including my wife. That's why fuck you number four goes to this shit. My wife is a Karen. I can't fucking take it. I don't even know how. I haven't had sex with her in like 2 weeks when I realized she's a Karen. My wife is a Karen when it comes to the mask. She's a fucking muzzle fucking police. She's a fucking narc. She's one of those people who's like, I can't, when I see people at the store and no fucking mask, I go up and I tell them, I'm like, oh, you're a Karen. That's not what a Karen means. A Karen is people that don't wear masks. I'm like, oh my gosh, you are the worst type of Karen. You don't even know what type of Karen you are. Ugh. And then she got mad at me and like she fought me for a day because I called her a Karen, but she's a Karen and I fucking hate it. Fuck you, number four. Goes to the fucking media and all this bullshit turning my wife into a Karen. I'm so disgusted that I can't even fuck her. I can't even fuck her. I got open fucking applications going on for fucking side piece pussy right now. You know, I'm taking all sorts of fucking applications left and right now. So, you know, I got a few break glass in case of emergency. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need that, and I got that about ready to go. And I'm getting so close because I can't take it. My wife is a Karen. I can't take it. She fights with me about the dumbest things over COVID. Like, you know, she's like, oh, if you're so smart, why don't you quit your job and go show the rest of the world what they need to do? It's like, that's not what I'm saying, stupid. What I'm saying is that all the science and all the doctors that offer up treatments and what's going on, they're silenced. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, my gosh. Like, you are brain... Like, I can't... Like, how do you fucking deal with that? How do I... Me that sees through bullshit... Like, I see through bullshit all the time because I bullshitted all my fucking life. I was a fucking piece of shit, a liar, and a con artist for fucking years. All right? I was a fucking piece of shit for years. All right? And game knows game. And I see through all the fucking bullshit all the fucking time. There's so much fuckery going on that it made my fucking wife a fucking sheep. I even called my wife a sheep. I'm like, you're a sheep and a Karen. I can't believe this. You know? Like, I just can't believe this. Like, you know? And, like, she just ignores that shit is getting scrubbed on the internet. Information's getting scrubbed. Shit that would help us. Just to keep us fucking fighting with each other. That's the propaganda that no one understands. That the Karens and the sheeps don't understand. It's horrible. It's horrendous. I feel bad. I feel bad for me. You know, because, you know, my wife, just like every other fucking mouth-breathing fucking moron on the fucking internet. I'm not calling my wife a moron, but she definitely fucking gets sucked into all this shit. But the good thing is they're all goldfish, and they'll fucking forget. God damn, fuck you number three goes to high beamers. People drive with their high beams. Fuck you. But yeah, people are goldfish because they instantly forget once the next friggin' crisis comes. Ugh, I'm telling you, I can't wait till this election because then this all shit is over. COVID's over. I would tell you something that's going on with my job, but that's insider information. But I wish I could sell some fucking insider information for a piece of that profit that you're going to make. But I can't say it. But I'm telling you, there's so much shit going on. I can't fucking take it. Fuck you, number three. goes to people that drive around with their high beams that don't realize it. Like, how do you not know you have fucking high beams? How do you not know you're fucking blinding other people? How do you not know when you fucking see the reflection of every fucking thing reflecting back at you? And then you got that blue fucking light. There's never a fucking blue light on your fucking dashboard. Ever. Ever. Never, ever, 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 ever. Is there blue fucking lights until you put on the fucking high beams? You put the high beams on, and the fucking blue light comes on. And these fucking morons, more fucking sheep. What's that blue light? Fucking die. I fucking hate them all. With the fucking high beams. Fucking blinding me from the other side of the highway. Motherfuckers blinding me from the other side of the highway. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. At least 4 lanes and a median in between us. And it's not even a small median. No, there's fucking grass. Enough grass that you could build a fucking house on. So there's probably like 7 lanes between us. 7 motherfucking lanes between us. And this motherfucker need the high beams. And it's not like we're in the dark. We're on fucking Long Island on Sunrise Highway. There's lights everywhere. There's lights everywhere. Why do you got your fucking high beams on? Blinding me and shit. And guess why? Well, you want to know why? Well, why? Dumb motherfuckers. Dumb motherfuckers. Mouth-breathing fucking assholes. The internet has ruined us. It's ruined common sense and people thinking. It's not only the internet. I'm sorry for saying this, the internet. It's the whole fucking system with the shit fucking schooling. It's the Roosevelt fucking schooling and shit. You know, it's the Rockefeller fucking schooling system, rather. Keep them dumb. Keep them fucking trained to listen to authority and not question it. What the fuck? Fuck you. Suck my dick. I really, really, really am considering. I have too many things going on in my life, but man, I really should look into putting my fucking youngest in fucking private school. You're fucking better off. I just can't. This shit fucking sucks. In the words of Bobo that I fucking hate and I work with, this shit fucking sucks. This shit sucks. This fucking sucks. He like breaks out into fucking song, I guess, louder and louder. I can't. I've never met a person like this in my fucking life. Never in my fucking life have I met a person like this. He's not, and he's the total opposite of all these other mouth breathers that I fucking hate. All these fucking Karens, all these people with the high beams and shit. Yeah, fuck you, number three goes to you. If you're driving around in your high beam and you don't realize it, like pulling up behind the person because you're flashing yourself through their rearview mirror. Like if you see yourself in the rearview mirror, in their rearview mirror, and you don't realize you got the high beams on and you're blinding everyone, you're a motherfucking moron. Go fuck yourself. You shouldn't be driving. You shouldn't be driving. Go fucking, go get a horse. That should be your mode of transportation until you fucking think for yourself and pay attention to what the fuck's going on. Use a fucking horse. That's all you're allowed. Fuck you and your mother too. That's what I fucking say. Fuck that. This fucking sucks. This fucking guy that I hate. That I hate. I don't hate people. Can I tell you how much I don't hate people? And I only hate working with them. Oh, no, I'll go. You know what? I'll make that number one. Just because that's the only real hatred. I know there's a lot of shit going on in the world. Like, I know. You know, like, what's going on? You fucking stuttering fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you, number two goes to me. Stuttering. What the fuck's wrong with me? I'm too old to be fucking stuttering. Fucking moron. Fuck you, number two goes to me for being a fucking dumb stuttering prick. Asshole. Fuck you, number two goes to me because I'm not paying attention to the world. I don't know if that's good or bad. I think it's more good. Because I'm not really paying too much attention, but, you know, I kind of see a little bit of shit, you know, so the poor friggin', the poor person, and not poor, like, he's probably poor anyway, but, like, in a sense where, you know, aw, like, I feel bad. The motherfucking got shot, like, a bunch of times from behind and shit, and he's paralyzed. He's paralyzed. Might as well fucking be dead. I mean, you know, it's, I mean, I'm sorry for you, those people that are dead, and would prefer to be paralyzed. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings in the afterlife. Please don't come after me and haunt me because your feelings are hurt. Because, you know, that's what's going on in this world. My feelings are hurt. Oh, my God. Fucking assholes. But at the same time, you know, I see what's going on. And, you know, I've talked about the police brutality in the past. Oh, you gonna stutter again, you fucking asshole? Oh, bear with me, people. I'm very angry because of Bobo. This fucking sucks. I gotta record that one time before he gets fucking fired, because that motherfucker's going bye-bye. Yeah, I'm not really paying attention. You know, it sucks, but, like, I feel like that a lot of this is being propped up. It's been, it's kind of like almost, like, what do they call that shit? Not fake news, but, like, when they do fake reality, it's like scripted reality. This seems like scripted reality and shit, but, like, of the worst kind, because people are fighting each other and getting shot and killing each other because of politics, which is ridiculous. Plain and simple. If you're a compassionate person, if you have a heart, I feel, if you're a normal human being that has some compassion, has love in their heart and love for others, even if you fucking hate them, you don't want to see no one die. You don't want to see no one get hurt. And that goes the same way with the police. And again, I have family that are police officers, lifetime, you know, civil servants. In my eyes, they're good people. And if I knew any of them that was shitty, I would admit it, and I would not like them, because that's just the way I am. I am what I am. These policemen and policewomen, they are trained to keep themselves out of harm. Yes, they go overboard. I bet you a lot of them are fucking dickheads with a lot of pent up friggin' rage, anger, hurt, maybe racism, you know, in a sense. Even if it's just social racism, classism racism, there's something like that, like classes, some shit like that. I'm stupid. Don't forget, I'm dumb trying to fucking talk. But I don't think this is the way. If a police officer has a gun being pointed at them, now, mind you, the police officer has Kevlar, and this is really tough for me to say, because if my brother-in-law heard me saying this, or any of my other family that heard me saying this, they'd fucking punch me in the jaw. But I really feel this way. If you're going to be a police officer, you got to know what you're getting into, first off. You know, as much as these people are going to hate people, because don't forget, I've said a million times, no one's calling the cops for a party and have a good time. They're calling the cops because shit has gone wrong and all the cops see is bad. Now, a lot of times they create it because of the tension, you know, they're also toll collectors. I don't think that's right. They shouldn't be collecting fucking, they shouldn't be giving tickets out. I don't think they should. No. They shouldn't be revenue collectors, rather. They should not be revenue collectors at all. I'm against that. They should not be. They should be here to serve and protect, protect and to serve and help people. I don't see cops helping people, in a sense. Yes, if they're going after the bad guys, you know, but anyone can be a bad guy. I could be a bad guy. I'm driving and smoking weed right now. I'm a bad guy. So you know what I mean? Like, that's not good, because I'm not a bad guy. I don't want to hurt no one. I don't even want to kill insects. Never mind fucking, you know, come on. So, I believe if you're a police officer, you're going in with Kevlar and you're kind of like, you know, if you are being shot at, then by all means fucking nuke the motherfucker. Other than that, nah. You should treat people with civility. You know, I mean, it's one thing if a cop witness a guy murder someone, then you got to take him down. You know, the cop's job is to take him down and put him into fucking jail so he has a trial. That's their job. I don't give a fuck if you beat that motherfucker up. You know, that's something like that. You see someone raping someone taking advantage of fucking an old lady, something like that. Yeah, fucking punch the guy in the fucking head and send him to jail. Other than that, nah, man. this should never be an escalation from a pullover. There's no hostility from the friggin', you know, there's no weapon being pointed at the every cop. Sorry, I don't give a shit. I'm sorry, women cops. If you can't handle yourself in a fight, you should not be a police officer. Every police officer should be able to have some kind of self-defense. Self-defense. They should not be the aggressor. Not at all. Not at all. And I'll die on this mountain. You know, that I feel. So yeah, I think the police officer should be trained in a different way, with love and respect, in a sense, which it sucks for me to say this because I'm not in this situation. I've only heard of situations being that I've had family, so I know where it hurt because I'm scared for them. I don't want my fucking brother-in-law being in the Bronx. I want him to be in Manhattan. He's got punched in the head and he was just sitting there. You know, he gets punched in the head. It's fucked up. It's fucked up if he's just sitting there and shit and he gets punched. That's fucked up. So it's tough. It's a tough situation, you know, because I also feel like, you know, man, I think we need RoboCops and shit. That's what we need. We need some of that RoboCop shit. It's fucked. But I don't think the cops should be friggin' killing people and especially for nonviolent crimes. Nonviolent crimes and people die? Fuck that shit, you know? I don't believe in that shit at all. I don't believe in that shit at all. I don't think they should be out there running people's registrations. Oh, your registration is friggin' outdated. Your inspection is not updated. Here's a ticket. And, you know, harassment. Fuck that. Like, I don't think cops should be doing that. Fuck all that shit. Fuck all that shit. All right. I got a little bit deep there. Oh, fucking Mr. Balloon. I'm trying to be poignant and fucking... A fucking asshole. That's me, Mr. Balloon Knots. You know what? I almost fucking was gonna dox myself earlier this year when I was like just running my own business and shit, but then fucking COVID fucking ruined everyone's fucking shit and mojo, and then I had to go get a real job. So now that I'm back in corporate world, I definitely cannot and will not dox myself because they're paying me fucking good fucking money to really not do much. Although I've been busy because of fuck you. Number one goes to fucking Bobo. Fuck you, Bobo. Fuck you. You just make my day miserable. I don't like... Listen, I've dealt with people that fucking suck. People that are annoying. And, you know, I was able to make it work. You know, train people and just, like, get things in a sense. This fucking guy is an abnormal. He's an anomaly here. There. That's what I'm going to say. He's an anomaly. He's been put here in the Matrix to fucking try my patience to see if I'm going to fucking... I'm not going to do it. But this fucking guy, I fucking hate him. I fucking hate him. He's got fucking problems. He's got fucking problems. You think I got fucking problems? I'm over here talking to myself and shit right here. You think I got problems? This motherfucker is the worst. Again today, this fucking sucks. And you know what? He's ingrained himself in my life forever. Because whenever I think this sucks, I'm going to think of him. This fucking sucks. Like, I don't know. I might have said this before, but I had to bring it up today. I think that's why, like, I might have said it in the last fucking show or the one before that. But, like, if any of you old motherfuckers like me know some Captain Caveman shit, or right now, stop this and go look at fucking YouTube, Captain Caveman yell, Captain Caveman! This guy, Bobby, he's fucking Captain Caveman. I call him Captain Caveman, but instead of Captain Caveman yell, his fucking punchline is, this fucking sucks. Like, I can't fucking take it. Forever, this fucking sucks. I'm going to think of fucking Bobo. I fucking hate him. He makes life miserable. He makes work miserable. The fucking guy doesn't listen. You try to fucking, like, you know, me and the other guy, me and Carlito, we got to friggin' train him. Because the day shift didn't want to deal with him and they pawned him on us. Like, motherfucker didn't even get trained. He got fucking sent to us. And it's because he's untrainable. I could train a motherfucking monkey to do some of this work. Some of this work, and this guy can't even fucking do it. He can't even pay a fucking attention. He can't even pay attention. And never mind that, like, you know, you're training him on something, and then the next day, you're training him, and he's like, well, if you call it training, what do you mean if you call it training, Bobbo? This is how we all got fucking trained. You gotta watch and pay attention. Not fucking, hey, did you know the capital of fucking your mama fucking, shut the fuck up, your mama sucks. Fuck you, asshole. I don't care. Go talk to a 10-year-old and talk about the fucking state capitals, okay? Go fucking talk about the president and the capitals of the fucking state and the fucking capitals of other countries. Go talk to a fucking junior high kid. Not even, because they don't give a fuck. Go talk to a fucking fifth grader. A fourth or a fifth grader. A fourth? I'll say a third and a fourth grader. Might fucking humor you, fucking Bobbo. I don't give a flying fuck. I'm trying to teach you something. That's important.
What is that again?
Did I do that? I don't know, Bobby. I taught you 5 times. What do you mean, did you do that already? What do you mean, did you learn that? Can you do it on your own? What do you mean? I taught you 5 times. And then he tells someone else. He thinks he's saying behind my back, but I'm right behind him. I'm right behind him. And he's like, well, if you call it training. Bobby, what do you mean if you call it training? What do you mean? I taught you, fucking Carlito fucking taught you. This other guy, Chris, fucking taught you. What do you mean how many times? I only had to get shown once and I was good.
If you call it fucking training.
Fuck you, Bobby. Fuck you. I hate him. All fucking day.
This fucking sucks.
And then he's fucking hostile. Like,
oh, why aren't you going to tell me? Why aren't you going to show me? I think there's things you're not showing me.
Because I fucking hate you, asshole. What's the point? What's the point of showing you things? I told Carlos, I'm not showing him anything anymore. And then Carlos came to that point today. Like, when me and him have major work, we kind of fucking cock block fucking Bobbo from coming to do it. Because he's just like, why don't you do it this way? Because that's not the way he's supposed to do it. The company's paying us to do it the way they want to, not the way you want to. Asshole. Think I'm an asshole. This fucking guy's a fucking jerk off. I fucking hate this guy. Fucking, he's teaching him today. Carlos is teaching him something on some, we call them the swamp coolers, because it fucking, you know, makes it smell like fucking Lobo's fucking nuts, like swampy and shit. And he's showing him two of them, because there's two. Like, really trained them. Like, Carlos telling me, he's like, we didn't get trained that way. We just observed and watched and be like, okay, no big deal. You know, if we have questions, we ask, and that's that. This fucking guy watched. He's like, I'm just watching. I'm just watching. Oh, I'm just observing. I'm just observing. And then Carlos goes, all right, so you're going to count this as training? Let's go get the paperwork so I can sign off that I trained you on it. Oh, no, I'm not counting it as training. What do you mean you're not counting it as fucking training? That's fucking training. Observing. Training is observing. You observe two of them. All right? So, you know, what the fuck? Oh, I'm not counting it. Fucking Carlos lost his mind. He said, fuck this guy. He's had the most patience with him and everything. And he has. Because no one wants to train him. And it ended up being on Carlos. Because I'm like, Carlos, I'm not showing him shit. I don't want to know nothing. I'm out of here. You know? I'm going to be in another building. I have a new office. It's way down. Like, we have buildings like A, B, C, D, all the way down. Right? And I'm going to be in building O. That's the last building. The furthest away. That's where I go. That's my new office. I set myself up over there. I have my laptop. I'll be fucking doing things. And, you know, that's that. Everyone's got my number if you need me. When you need something, it goes through me anyway. Like, all work gets distributed through me when it comes to this place, when it comes to machinery and all sorts of everything. Yeah, fucking Bobbo, man. Fuck you, number one, goes to the one person that really ruins my day. I'm fucking happy all the time. I'm easygoing. This job was great before fucking Bobbo came. This job was great. Me and Carlos, we laugh. We have fun. Oh, my fucking God. It's a great time. I absolutely love working with this guy. And not Bobbo, though. Bobbo is a fucking, just the worst, the most negative. He's like a demon. He's like a demon who sucks all the goodness out of the air. It's the worst. He's the worst. Ugh. Ugh. Fuck you, number one. goes to Bobo. I might have already done this segment with him, but this is how bad it is. Another human being is affecting my life. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I know I'm like yelling into your ears and shit. I'm sorry. I think I have the mic too close to my mouth too, so I'm like really yelling. It's like, I'm sorry. But that's how passionate I am of my hatred of this guy that has no bearing really in my life. That's not true though. I got to deal with him for 8 hours. And not even, maybe 2 hours, because I hide. I set up a new office for myself far away from him. And he doesn't have a cell phone, which is great, so he can't get a hold of me. I'm never going to give him my number. He can go fuck himself. Fuck you. I don't got a number. But you got a phone. Yeah, I don't got a phone number. Not for you, bitch. All right, everyone. I'm sorry for this rant, but I guess I needed to get that out because I feel a little bit better. Maybe I could sleep. It is 1:30 in the morning, and I got to wake up at 5:30. Yeah, another 2-3 hours sleep night for Mr. Balloon Nuts, and then an all-day 20-hour tomorrow. Woo! Who's the best? Who's a fucking animal? Who? That's right. Mr. Balloonas, let's take this fucking hit. Let's take this hit. I love you all. This hit goes out to you. You. This hit goes out to you. 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 Hey, lady over here walking at 1:30 in the morning. Shake that ass. Show me what you got. This hit's for you and that ass that be shaking. Shake that ass. Show me what you got. All right, everyone. I thank you all for listening. Don't forget. You don't get off till you cough. Or you get phlegm and smoke stuck in your throat. And you're drowning in your own spit and dying. Oh, shit. You don't get off till you cough. I just got off. I'm not going to get off on my fucking... with my dick because I ain't banging no Karen. So this is awkward going home. Usually I need a little bit of... like a day like tonight. Like, you know, the wife will give me a nice blowy or something, you know. Give me some release so I can go right to sleep. You know, she knows Oh, am I going to stutter again? She knows what the sleeping pill is, and the sleeping pill is releasing the poison. Release the Kraken! Rawr! I would love, you know what I want? I want clothes, like, that have sound effects. When I unzip my pants, you get the Godzilla sound. Rawr! Guys in their dicks, we are fucking crazy. Sorry, women. Sorry, ladies. I know there's a few ladies over there listening. I'm sorry. But that's how guys think, you know. You know, at the same time, like, I want, like, on women's shirts and blouses or bras, even better. Every time the bra comes off, you just go, you hear the fucking sound effect that goes, boing, boing. That's what I want to hear when a women's bra comes off. Boing. That's right. Patent it now. Right now. Patent it. Fucking sound effect making friggin' clothes for his fun, for Mr. Balloonot's friggin' pleasure. Oh, I gotta keep myself amused somehow. Alright, everyone, I love you all. Take care. You know what to do. If you wanna help me, give me the 5 stars, give me the fucking whatever, the nice stuff, the likes. If you wanna share this amongst people that needs a laugh, it's like, you wanna hear some fucked up shit? You think your life is bad? Listen to this fucking asshole. Yeah, he's an asshole, literally, Mr. Balloon Nuts. And, you know, I don't know. I love you all. Until next time, until next week. Have a good one. Be safe. You know, watch out for that fucking, watch out for the Karens, the zombie fucking Kens. Look out for that. Keep dodging the fucking Coronas and the fucking COVIDs. Ignore all the propaganda in the news. Just, you know, just keep it, like, just keep it to yourself, man. Just keep it to you and your immediate surroundings. And you know what? I'm going to say something real stupid here. If your life is hectic, and your surroundings are always hectic, and if you don't think you're a key contributor in that hectic shit, get the fuck out. It's tough. It's hard. But you know what? Just go. Start a new life somewhere else. For real. It's hard, yes. Easier said than done. But it can be done. But it can be done. All right? I love you all. Until next time, I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Au revoir. Ciao for now. Adios.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Motherfucker!